Okay, let's take a look at Thesis. Mishabal Aidim Ramushintma. But Thesis Misapkal Rebbe, Yadapka Naka Aidim Shnaim, Avalay Rechad Lay Mehemin, the Makmina of the Gemara, the Mari, La Achashishasasa. Dafka Kaimishasa mean a Tara Lay Rechad. Rav Sheis Adam and Gemara say to Sheis Leidim and Dinas Yam, they are mine by Kenai, so Dafka Eidim Nokat, the Lay Eid Echod. And Tumma came to be the Tara Lay Echod, Achakin of Istira, Lekka Chilik, Ben Echod Ishnai. Mistabra, do it in Lay Echod, Kidu Ulu Dama Perk Misha, Dama Perk Misha Omar, Kol Mokim Shimin the Tara Echod, Erek Tan Shnai. So there's two things in Tesis. First of all, there's the Etzim Sofik of Tesis. Is an erechad neman after shtir. It says a sotik if an erechad is neman kaidim shtir. We learn to have ve'edayim b'adam gemara in that base that an erechad even though it's a dovah shereva but after kinyan v'shtir is raglayim dover an erechad is neman. So it says a sotik if that neman is continues even after she was shaisa. She was shaisa and she came through. Can an erechad cut would an erechad be neman? Two edim are neman. That's the mishnah. The mishnah says bo' edim that if edim came, two edim came and the gemara says it's talking about after shtir. So two edim are neman after shtir. That's Machlekes of Yesus and of Sheshes. How are they named after Shtir? Why don't we say they're Adam Shakranim? The Shtir exonerated her. So that's Machlekes of Sheshes and of Yesus. Rav Sheshes says because Adam and Dinas Hayam, the Etzim existence of Adam and Dinas Hayam subverted the Shtir. And if Yesus says because the Shtir doesn't 1,000% exonerated her, maybe Schus was Taylor. I don't see that she was Miss Nevenis. If Yesus holds that Chacham don't hold for Miss Nevenis. So that's the Machlekes of Yesus and of Sheshes. Why Edom are Neman after the Shtir? But that's, everybody agrees that Edom are Neman after the Shtir, two Edom. But what about an Erechad? Is an Erechad Neman after the Shtir Samai? That's Tais Sofik. Tais doesn't really speak out. What if it's Dodi HaSofik? That's one thing going on in Taisus. To just to explain what are the Dodi HaSofik. Number two, Taisus is totally the Sofik. In the issue of whether Tosis connects us to the question of whether an Eid Echad Medina Siyam will subvert the mind. So we're in Tosis. That on the Tzad, an Eid Echad is not Neman after Shtir. So the presence of an Eid Echad Medina Siyam will not undermine the Shtir. If an Eid Echad is Neman after Shtir, then the presence of an Echad in the Medina Siyam will undermine the Shtir. And that's what we're in Tosis. Not immediately obvious why the two things are connected. Maybe you could say that an echad is only neman kaidim shtir. He's not neman after shtir, but the presence of an echad with din seyam still undermines the shtir. The echad has been din seyam. It's before the shtir. We haven't given her to be shayse yet. So if an echad kaidim shtir is for sure neman. So an echad. Why can I say maybe an echad is not neman after shtir, but an echad kaidim shtir is neman. So since an erechad kaidim shtir is neman, so kaidim shtir is an erechad. She's duka ve'emedes, even though we don't know about him, but he's in the din seyam, and that itself will prevent the shtir from happening. Taisim avoid not doing. Taisim avoid that on the tzad that an erechad after shtir is not neman, then the shtir itself doesn't work. So that also needs a hasbara in taisim. And then the third issue in taisim is the taisim machriya the sofik because Ula said that kamakam shemitayir erechad reikan shnayim. But that's machriya the sofik. What's pshat in that tachra? Ulu was talking about something else. Ulu wasn't talking about whether an echad is neman after the shtir. Ulu was talking about dini hakasha. That if an echad says nitmeis, and then another eight came and she was like nitmeis, so ain't dvar shalechad mokum shtayim. So dini hakasha. So what does that have to do with echad lach shtir? Maybe the echad is only kaidim shtir. And nonetheless, el gabi hakasha is kishnayim. But after the shtir is not neman at all. Meis the Ram holds away. The Ram is fairly contentious. The Ram holds that an echad after shtir is not neman. And nonetheless, kaidim shtir and yinak kasha is kishnayim. So you see, the Ram does not think that the issues are connected. So all of these things in places need a husband. So let's start with the first thing. What's the connection between the two issues? The question of whether an Echad is Neman after Shtir, and the question of whether an Echad B'din Sayam will prevent the mind from being binding. Why does Tosfos think those two issues are connected? So the Etzem, the Chayra, these two different ways, opposite ways to understand the Taisus. Which is the cart and which is the horse? Which is the Sib, which is the Mesubot? You could learn pshat in Taisus. That Taisus has a tzad that erechor is be'etzim, not neman after shtiyah. That's the etzim suffik. The etzim suffik is that maybe in erechor, the nemanus of erechor is somehow weak and is not able to be payol after shtiyah samayim. After the mayim exonerated her, maybe be'etzim erechor is not neman. What could be the hezber? Maybe al derech Rav Chaim. Chaim was trapped in the Rambam. The Rambam says that way that erechor after shtiyah is nothing. So Rav Chaim said the pshat is because the nemanus of erechor is really a nemanus mechudeshes. It's really to dov shaver where the erechor shouldn't be neman. The exeris hakos of the erechor is neman, and the exeris hakos was only said kol zman that she's in the parish of kinei v'stir and she has the iser of kinei v'stir. But once there was the hashkoh and the iser went away, so we're outside of the parish of soita. Once we're back outside of the parish of soita, the erechor has no nemanus. That's how the mishnah there. Rav Chaim explained the Rambam shita. Or there was a mishnah melech. Maybe the whole nemanus of erechor is only to be menei shtir. Once there was a shtir, the nemanus goes away. There's no nemanus. The whole that goes away. The whole nemanus was only to be menei shtir. If she was very shayis, it's fait complete. Maybe there's some other possibility. But al kapanim, whatever the svara is, and we'll have to see what the svara is, and maybe from the way Taisus machriel the suffix, we'll be able to extrapolate what Taisus svara was. But it starts from the point that I want to make is that one way to understand Taisus is that we start from the question. Is an erechon neman after shtiyah? Maybe the erechon is be'etzim not neman after shtiyah for some reason X. Rav Chaim, the Mishnah Melech, maybe some other reason. But we start with the idea that erechon is not neman after shtiyah. Once we say that erechon is not neman after shtiyah, so then it follows that an erechon bin siyam will not prevent the shtiyah, because the minute there's a shtiyah, it's like one ke'echod. The minute there's a shtiyah, then nemanus le'echod disappears. So memela, how can the erechod prevent the shtia from going through? How can he prevent the mayim from being baidik? If the mayim are baidik, the erechod disappears. The nemanus le'echod evaporates. With the shtia, the nemanus le'echod evaporates. So maybe it's bon ke'echod that there's a shtia and the erechod disappears. The nemanus le'echod therefore evaporates. And once the nemanus le'echod evaporates, so memela, he's not makiv in the shtia from being baidik. That's one way to understand the Taisus. And I want to, the other way to understand Taisus, I want to come back in each one of these thoughts, I'm going to have to elaborate, but the other way to understand Taisus is that the Tli and Taisus is just the opposite. That Taisus didn't have a suffix a priori, is an Erechon Neman after Shtir. Why shouldn't the Erechon be Neman after Shtir? It's lying over. He should be Neman after Shtir too. Taisus' suffix begins with something else. Taisus suffix was, is an erechod be medina seyam in nea shtil. Maybe only two eight in medina seyam in nea shtil. Maybe an erechod medina seyam is not in nea shtil. For some reason, that also needs to ask me why. But maybe an erechod medina seyam, that's such a big nemonus, so a weak nemonus. Maybe it's not enough that she should be called duka by medis, that it's in nea shtil. Mimela, it then follows that if an erechod medina seyam is not in nea shtil, then if the shti exonerated her, and then an erechon comes, the erechon's an eid sheker. We'll know that he's an eid sheker, and he won't be neman. Because you see in the Gemara that if we have a conflict between Edim and the shti, which one do we believe? Let's see, Thomas, they have a conflict. Edim say one thing, and the shti says another thing. And take away Misnavenes and Schostola and all of these other ways that we can wriggle out that maybe the mayim weren't baidik. We knew for a fact the mayim were baidik. The mayim exonerated her, and the mayim say innocent, and the edim say guilty. Which one do we believe? The mayim. The Gemara says the Tefesh. Sadi shakin. If there's a head-on collision between the shtia says and what the edim say, so we believe the shtia. We don't believe the edim. The edim, after all, are human beings. They could lie. The mayim don't lie. The mayim don't lie. So the Gemara says they're sadi shakin. We do believe the Edom. So the Gemara says, yeah, there must be some reason why the Mayim were the Mayim weren't bladed properly, either because of Rav Sheshes Halacha, because Edom bin Nisiyam subverted the Mayim, or Rav Yosef says because maybe the Schus was Tayla, and you don't need Mishnah Venice if it's supposed to be, you don't have to, that doesn't have to be Mishnah Venice for us to say the Schus was Tayla. So that's why we're able to say that maybe it's not a head, it's a Kosovo Shlishi, it's not a head on collision, but there is a head on collision. So maybe we believe the Mayim, that's what we're in the Gemara. So Taisus, maybe the way to read Taisus is Taisus starts off with the suffix. Is an erechon b'mdina siyam in the shtiyah? And it's, if an erechon b'mdina siyam is not does not prevent the Maya from being Vedic after the Lashon of Sheshes was that Edom. So it's Sheshes that Edom, women didn't say out. So maybe it's only Edom Bimdina Seyam that prevent the mind from being Vedic. But an Eid Bimdina Seyam maybe doesn't prevent the mind from being Vedic. And once that's true, that an Echad Bimdina Seyam doesn't prevent the mind from being Vedic, so then if an Echad comes after the mind exonerated her, so it'll be a clash between the Hashkoah and the Eid. And according to Rav Sheshes, we can't say Schus Tayla. You can't say Schus Tayla because if she was Chusus Tayla, then she would be Mr. Menes. Mm-hmm. Told that she's Mr. Menes, was Chusus Tayla. And she wasn't Mr. Menes. So it'll be right, isn't it? Shecha. So the kids are, Taisha, you could read in two opposite, directions. Is that clear? Yeah.
Is it Dabka Medina Siman, or is it they just never came to court?
Yeah, Medina Siman, blah, 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 blah.
Blah,
yeah, for sure.
So then, can we say that Meir Echa does more than us than Meir because
Somebody else. So the boil always knows. The boil is in it. So the boil should always prevent the mind from being bited. And these shots most of us. I mean, if you're already going there, these shots most of us. Yeah, that's the shy of that. The Chazanish says that even though Psulim and Emon, but there's a difference between Psulim and Erei Kosha. Psulim only prevent the Hashkah, but it's not a real Nemonis. And only Erei Kosha is a real Nemonis. You want to read it maybe into the Rambam. That's a clear in the Rambam. But the Chazanish says it's a Chilik Misvar, because anyway, there's a tension. There's a tension. On the one hand, this thing that Erechad is Neman by, this halacha that Erechad is Neman by, Lachakini Vestir, that Erechad has an emonus to say that she's Tmeya. So Rav Chaim in Hilchos Yotzeach talks about, he says, is it a dinner? It's like an Erechad Bisur? It's like an emonus Valna? It doesn't need Avis and based in it's an emonus. Or is it, does it have a terrorist emonus? L'moshel, there's a very big difference between Erechad Neman Bisur and Erechad being Mechayim Shua. And Erechad being Mechayim Shua needs to be in based in. It's Hagodas Avis, he has to be an Eid Kosher. Doesn't have to be an Eid Kosher. Could be even Psulim could be have an Emunah Bisurim. Even a Bal Dover has an Emunah Bisurim. And Isha's B'sofa Lola Asma, she can count her own Shiva Nakim. According to places, that's the whole Mokka of Eid Echad Emunah Bisurim. So those are two different things. Well, the Eid Echad by Saita, the Eid Echad whose name by Saita, is it like an Echad Bisurim? That it's just an Emunah Balma? Or is it like an Echad Bishvur? That he has a Teres Eid, this Teres Eid Echad. So the chayr is the yukum saisim. On the one hand, the mission is of a feirish. I feel isha even psulim. So that makes it sound like it's. That makes me think that it's like an echad b'sur. On the other hand, the Rambam says that there's a din eid zayman by an echad of saisim. That if he was huzum, so he'll get malchus. There's al tay zayman. An echad b'sur. I don't think there's eidim zayman. There's no gemaradin. There's no not a real eidus. The Gemara says the shvus eidus. If he was nishba that he doesn't know Eidus, and it turns out that he did, so he has to bring a carbon shavuos Eidus. And Echad Bisurim about it is not such thing. So Chaim Hilchos Yoseach Taka says that there's both things, that if he's an Eid kosher, then he has din of an Eid, then he has din Eidus. But in Eidim Psulim, it's an Emonis V'alma. How do we know both things? Because there's only one post of great aim, but how do we know both halakos? Taka problem. I don't know, we never really tackle that head on, but that's the problem. But Kaponim, if we'll say that you have both of those halakos, so then, Yesh Makom Leimar, that even according to Tosis, that an Echad B'din Siyam is Minei Ashtiyah, is Minei Ashtiyah, maybe it's only an Eid Kosher, who has a real Nemonis. But, that's the backup for the Chaznish. So based on that, the Chaznish wants to say, Derech Efshar, the Chaznish says that maybe an Eid Kosher who has a real Teres Eidos, maybe he has a Nemonis. He's Nemonis to say that she's Tameya. Adam Sulim, who don't have a, they don't have a real, Adam Sulim, who are only Batarius Nehmadis Valma, maybe they're only Neman to be Menea Shtil. Maybe they're only Neman to be Menea the Shtil. The Nafkamina is, the Chazidi says, that even according to Taisus, that an Eid Echad who comes after the Shtil is Neman, maybe that's only an Eid Kosher. But Adam Sulim who came after the Shtil would not be Neman. Because they're home, they don't really have a Nehmadis. They only have a Koyach to be Menea the Shtil, but the Shtil is faded completely. Just we saw it doesn't have any rice, just throws out as a svar. We wanted it at the beginning of the Masechta. Was everybody here here? So I want the Medayik in the Rambam. We said maybe otherwise in the Rambam. Because in the Rambam, very strange Rambam, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, and I think it's in Halacha Yudalet, the Rambam says that Echad is Neman that Echad is Neman, and she loses the Ksuba, and she stays saying she's not Shaisa. And then he goes. Then that's the Halacha Yudalet. Then the Rambam goes through all the various dinim of Eidim Psulim that they're also Nema, and he talks about Akasha and what if you have one eight Kasha against many Eidim Psulim, and so on, all the permutations of Eidim Psulim. And then Halacha Chof, the end of the Perek Aleph, the Rambam says that Kol Eilu Shemayno that they're not Shaisa because of Eidus, so she's Teisei and she's not Shaisa and she's Teisei Belikzuva because the Kinyan Steer asks her the ancient Mayim to be Baidiker, because we're not going to be Mashker. So maybe she blives, but she blives also. That last Rambam was the Mishnah Melech's Diyuk that the Erecha doesn't have real Nemonis. Because otherwise the Rambam should have said that she's a Surah Bailan and she loses the Ksuvah because we believe the Erecha. That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says if you have an Erecha and she's not Shaisa, so she blives, she remains in the Suffolk of Kinyan Steer, and we can't be Mashker to get out of the Suffolk. So she remains Be'Isir and she loses the Ksuvah. So, but that was the Rav Chaim was medayik that you see from there like the Mishnah Lamelech. So I said at the time you have the Rambam anyway, sure, because he's repeating himself. Rambam already said that aloch and aloch yadal. Why does he say it twice? Once in aloch yadal and once in aloch chachov. So I said at the time the fit chazanish is gevaldik. It's two different things. Aloch and the Rambam and aloch yadal is talking about an eid kosher. Eid kosher is really neman. So I don't. The Rambam doesn't need to say, well, we can't be shayser. So maybe she remains also. And echad is neman. After kinyan v'stir and echad is neman. The Torah said arei kan shnayim and echad is neman. 100% neman. Then the Rambam told that Eidim Sulim really not Neman, they're just Menei L'Shtil. Says the Rambam in Halacha Chof. But to be Menei L'Shtil is enough that if Eidim Sulim came and we can't be Mashkeher, so L'Maisa she'll lose the Ksuvah because of the Kinyan V'Shtir. And she'll be also L'Bailam because of the Kinyan V'Shtir since we don't have a way to resolve the Suffolk. That kind of from the, we talked about at the beginning. So the Fizeh, we would have a Teretz for this Kasha, if I don't remember whose Kasha it is. The Boil is a Baldova. Well, it's about a Baldover. He's going to be all he becomes Osseter. He's a Baldover. So if he's a Baldover, so he doesn't have a Tefillah Chazanish doesn't have a real Nemonis. He just could be Menei the Shtil. If he'll come, it'll tell us. Maybe he'll not be Menei the Shtil. But the fact that he's a Medina Seyam, that doesn't prevent the Shtil because Taisus says that even an Eid Echad the Medina Seyam prevents the mind from being by the. That's only an Eid Kosher. But Eidim Sulim, they don't really have an Emonis. They're only Menei the Shtil. If we buy into this deep in the Rambam, this Lumbus of the Chazanish, then Eidim Sulim will not be Menei the Mayim from being Baidik. So the existence of the Boil is not Menei the Mayim from being Baidik.
Can you bring a liar to the Chazanish from the Mishnah? She's a Mayanin because she is possibly in this case. She's not a Kasherid in this case. And so we needed a Mishnah to teach us that she also can't have Truma. Not just to be
Mamei Mishdiya. That's a shal by itself. Well, it's not a right Chazanish. I don't think it's a right one way or another. The mission. Everybody agrees that if a apostle comes before the Hashkah and says, this woman is Tmeya, so she doesn't drink. That's mission. I feel ever, I feel Isha. The Chazanish is Mechadish, but not the Chazanish is Mechadish, but not after Hashkah. Because it's only, they don't have a real Nemonis. They're only Menei the Hashkah. But if that's going to happen, it happened. So I'm adding to that. So if a woman says Tmeyani, so if an Erechot says Tmeyani, then she's not Shaisa. The woman herself says Tmeyani, she's not Shaisa. I'm just saying that maybe that's only, what I want to say is that maybe even if he tastes that an Erechot b'medinas hayam prevents the Hashkah from being effective, it's only an Erechot who has an Emonus, which is an Eid Kosher. But an Eid who doesn't have an Emonus, an Eid Apostle doesn't really have an Emonus. If he comes, he's Menei the Shtil. But doesn't have a real Emonus. So maybe in Medina Seyam, he can't prevent the Mayim from being Baidik. And then it has a Havana. Because why is an eid echad b'mdinis? Why are eidim b'mdinis siyam? Why do they prevent the mayim from being baidim? The pashup shat is, I said yesterday, because if you have eidim anywhere in the world, so she's b'duka v'aymedis. Rashi says in Daf Chof, after saying, it's Rashi in the Bavim base also says it, that the reason why, if a woman says tmeyani, or eidim come and say tmeyani, come and say that she's tmeyani, the reason why we're not baidik her is because she's b'duka v'aymedis. So if she's in the chadish, that she doesn't have to be b'duka v'aymedis here in Basin. She could be b'dukai medis in China. There's eidim in China. They know that she's tmeya. So that's also called b'dukai medis. So a woman who's b'dukai medis, the mayim are b'dukai. So maybe we could say that to be b'dukai medis, you have to have two eidim. One eid doesn't make a b'dukai medis. One eid, if he comes, he'll prevent hashgah. He'll prevent hashgah like the. But he doesn't have an emunus. So if it's not an emunus, you're not b'dukai medis. I'm just thinking now, how Ahmed Kennedy, the Meiser, Rashi says, if a woman says Tmeani, we're not Mashke, Rashi says because she's Duke of Emedis. Why is she Duke of Emedis? She's only an Erechot. If we'll say this word, that an eight apostle, I mean, why is she Duke of Emedis? She's an eight apostle, she's a Baldin. If we'll say like the Chazanish, that an eight apostle doesn't have a real name on us, he's just Menei the Shtir. And if we'll say that an eid who doesn't have a real nemonis doesn't make her b'duka v'emedis, so why when the isha atzma says t'meini, so with what does she become b'duka v'emedis? Let's ask her does valdin maybe, or shavinashi. Maybe I'll shavinashi. Shavinashi pashtus is not such a real nemonis. So I have to say that the isha atzma, since she's shavinashi, chaticha disura, or maybe Tersei does valdin. I'm not sure it does valdin as shayach of here. Then maybe the Shabian Nafshi is enough to make her Bduka Vemeris. But eight apostle Baal Matakana. It's an Adayin Yishlishal. We can go away forever. Adayin Yishlishal. So we took care of the Baal. But what about the Isha Asma? The Isha Asma knows. She could say Tmeani. So every Isha Asma, she should have a din. Every Isha Tmeo should be. How is Maya Baalik anybody? The woman herself. If she's tired, she's tired. But if she's Tmeya, and she knows that she's Tmeya, she could say Tmeyani. So even if she doesn't say Tmeyani, she should be like Eidim Dinasaya. And she herself should be Menei, the mind from being Baidik. And here I can say, well, it's not a real Nemonis, so she's not Duke of Emedis. Because if she says Tmeyani, Rashi the Fair says she's Duke of Emedis. So what's the difference? So why does she have to say Tmeyani? Well, here we could say Teres. Here we could say maybe a word. He would say maybe a word. I'm extemporizing right now, so I understand. But maybe we could say a word that Sifan and Eidus. This type of love, this lumbus exists elsewhere. Stamazay. Eidim, even if they're not Mayid, they don't come to base in the Mayid, they are Eidim. They know the Eidus. They're called Eidim. There is an Eidus over here, it just hasn't come to base in yet. Haidus Baldin, if she's not Mayid, there's no Haidus Baldin. The fact that she could be Mayid doesn't mean that there is Haidus Baldin. No, it's the Gator we talked about attack Gittinsberg. Avis Lakim Adova. Can you use Haidos Baldin Lakim Adova? If Gittin is not Chavla Acherim, can you use the Haidos Baldin, the fact that the Isha and Isha are made, they can use a Lakim Adova? Emes, the Gemara's Mashmi, you could. The Gemara says that the Kiddushin Beinu Leveno, if it wasn't for the fact that it's Chavla Acherim, it would be good. I was the Avis Lakim Adova. So the pshat is because of Haidos Baldin. But that's a pshat because when you have Eidim who see the Kiddushin, so it works the Kiyamah Dover because I know there are Eidim who could be made and based. But if you have Bali Dover, who says they'll be made? Haidos Baldin, until it happens, Eidus is an objective thing. The Eidim are Eidim. And the Eidim exist. So there is Eidus in the world. But you can't say there is Haidos Baldin in the world. Haidos Baldin is only Haidos Baldin when she is made. She doesn't have to be made. So the fact that she could be Maida, the woman could be Maida, doesn't mean, oh, there is a Hadaz of Avdin, it should be Menei L'Shtiyah. The Eidim exist, they're Menei L'Shtiyah, but the Isha wasn't Maida yet. So if she's Maida, she's Dukum Emenis. But if she wasn't yet Maida, she's not Dukum Emenis. I hear, okay, so this is an interesting, I don't know what they call it, like a riff, a side thing. The Chayim of Akasha, Maybe make it sikum because it's interesting. The chayim of a kashil kifli taisus is tais maskana that ed echad is menei shdiyah ed echad b'mnisiam is menei shdiyah. So why isn't the boil menei the hashkar? Why isn't the boil menei the bdikah? The boil knows, and I is about din. So what if he's about din? But I feel ever a people isha. So that we could answer with the chazanish. With two of two things. First of all, we'll say number one, the chazanish, that there's a difference in eidah kosher and eidah posel that by saita. But even though eidim sulam are neman, but the only neman to be menei the shdiyah. Whereas an eid kosher has a real nemonus, we were medayik like the chazanish and the shaynis the Rambam and halach yadalit and the lachakot and perikalach that the stack a big siyua to the chazanish and the shaynis the Rambam. So if we'll say that, then we could then say a chiddush that maybe this chiddush that Taisa says that an eid echad b'mdinas yam is menei the shdiyah, that's only an eid kosher who has an nemonus, so she's duka by menis. But an eid posel b'mdinas yam, so if he comes, he's menei the shdiyah. But it's not Pateris Nemonus, it's only to Menei the Shtiyah, so she's not Bduka by Medis. So an eight Pasul Menei Seyam will not be Menei Adashka. And therefore the Boil is not Menei Adashka, because he's an eight Pasul. An eight Pasul is not Menei Adashka. Then we have a problem. If she herself comes and she's Tmei, the Lashon of Rashi is that she's Bduka by Medis. She's Bduka by Medis. Not just a Menei in the Shtiyah, she's Bduka by Medis. That's why we're not Mashka, because she's Bduka by Medis. That whole Rashi is not mashma like the Chazanish. That Rashi is mashma that when a woman says Tmei Ani, it's not merely that she's Menei the Shtiyah, she's Bduka. It's not an Emunah, how is she Bduka? But what about an Echad comes? An Echad is also Menei Shtiyah. He's not Baduk Ba'imit, so how's an Echad Menei Shtiyah? Stop the tension between the Chazanish and the Rashi. Rashi says that when a woman is here and she says Tmei Ani, the reason why she's not Shais is because she's Bduka Vaymenis. Not a woman, not a Menisiyam. She's right here, she's saying Tmei Ani. So Rashi says the Hezber is because she's Bduka Vaymenis. So the Chayra, an eighth apostle, comes and says that she's Tmei Ani. She also doesn't drink. Chayra has to say the same thing because she's Bduka Vaymenis. Right? If there was some other mechanism, then why did Rashi need to say by Nisha Asman she's Bduka Vaymenis? Smash that every time an echad comes, she becomes Bduka Vemedis. Lafid Chaznish, how does an emonis ba'alma make her Bduka? How does, an apost doesn't really have an emonis, he only Menei Shtiyah. So how's that called Bduka Vemedis? I have to say that it is an emonis. It's an emonis, at least even Lafid Chaznish, it's an emonis enough to be Menei Shtiyah. Maybe it's not enough emonis for after Ashka, but it's enough emonis to be Menei Shtiyah. There is some degree of beer over here that she's called Bduka Vemedis that we can't be Mashka. Well, then we're back to square one. So why can't the boil be? So even if he's Medina Siam, my shishi duka by menace. Maybe we say a different part. What are you talking about? Maybe we could say a different part. With the same raw materials, but maybe we could say a different part. Just to answer that Chayim's kasha, why didn't the boil prevent the mayim from being boiled? And for that matter, why doesn't she herself prevent the mayim from being boiled? You know, she herself knows that she's tomato, so that should prevent the mayim from being boiled. She could be boiled. The boil could come and be made. So why doesn't that prevent, why doesn't it prevent the mayim from being boiled? So you have to be mechalik because they're psulim. L'chara, that's what's misbakish. You have to be mechalik. The only innate kosher is menei the mayim from being baidik. Innate posel, not menei the mayim from being baidik. But the shayla is why? What's the difference? In fact, the way Rashi explains that Isha Atzma, Olim Yitmeni, she becomes Bduka Vaymedis. So innate posel, L'chara also becomes Bduka Vaymedis. So what does it matter if he's, so even B'dina Siyam should be masa. Even if she never says anything, it should be masa. So maybe you could say a word. Gollum's here? Yeah.
It doesn't matter at all if the Pasuk says the eating ba. And it was a pasul and a ishem and the other and a shame aid.
Maybe suggest the concept of aid aimbo. If already maybe it's only two aid, komokum shomer aid is very good shnai. Is shnai.
The
Shemik, we're dashing the Shemik. I don't know how far we can dash the Shemik.
We
and then it's Maskonis the word that's not from this possible. And the end of the Omen is a different possible. Tani Kvasi Rosh, the bottom of the Omen, Tani Kvasi Rosh, is blaming Tamei. The Hira, the Lush, is the Enem, the Nisaya. Vito Hira. Vito Hira. What's the possible squatting? She will be Nizra Zer if she's really Tahira. But if she was Nitzel for some other reason, she won't be. So then you don't have this. And then it's hard to. Then there's no word aid in the bus, in the Drasha. But I'm thinking maybe you could say a different word. Maybe you could say that there's a difference between aid kosher and aid possible. An aid kosher, even if he's not made, he's nisam, but he's be'etzim an aid. He is an aid. Like I said, be'etzim l'kium. An aid and aid are aid, and we don't think, well, maybe they're not going to be made. He's an aid be'etzim. So even b'nisam, he's an aid and he's masa. Aidim sulim, if they're made, they're made. But if they're not made, we don't say there is an aid in the world. It's like hadas baldin. If she's made, there's hadas baldin. But the fact that she could be made, it doesn't make hadas baldin. So I'll say maybe it is psul also. Eidim psulim if they come, so there's an emonus. It's an emonus. If they come and they say there's an emonus, then that emonus will be accepted and we won't be mashka. But if they don't come and if they don't come, then there's no emonus. We don't say, well, somewhere in the world there is an aid. He's not an aid. If he says something, there's an emonus. But if he doesn't say anything, then there's nothing. It sounds good actually. If she says, so fine, Duke of Emenis. Whether Teres said apostle or whether Teres is Shavya Nafshi, she becomes Duke of Emenis. But the fact that she could say doesn't mean also now it's she's Duke of Emenis. The fact that she could be made doesn't make her Duke of Emenis. And I'll Teres say every apostle. If an apostle comes, so this Reglai and Ludova that he's telling the truth, so that's the din, the Teres Maimon and Echad with the Reglai and Ludova. So the Reglai and Ludova with the Erechad is evidence that then, and that's evidence in Shib Duke of Emenis. But if the fact that the Echad could come, that doesn't make it evidence. Al Derech, that's Haka, very good. And just like the Mashal, we had Haka these stories a lot in Gittin. Just like the Mashal, what if there's, I don't know, there's other ways to prove that she's Tamea. You know, there's like, you know, fingerprints or something. We can DNA tests. We could prove that she's Tamea with DNA tests. So I don't think we would say, well, we could make a DNA test and prove that she's Tamei. So since we could have made a DNA test and prove that she's Tamei, so she's Duke of Emedis, the Maim shouldn't be by the pair. If we make the test, we make the test, and maybe then she's Duke of Emedis. Because when we don't make the test, then we don't have the Raya. We don't have the, there's no Raya. So then Emedis and Echad is like Beteris Raya Ba'alma. Since there's Reglai and Ludover and there's Neir Echad, so the Reglai and Ludover of the Kini Vesira together with Neir Echad makes us believe that she was Tamei. But that's only if they say, but if they're sitting in Medina Siam, so then we don't have any reason to think that she's Tamei. I may, if they did come, then we would have reason to think that she's Tamei. Yeah, okay. And if we did a DNA test, maybe we also have reason to think that she's Tamei. But meanwhile, it didn't happen. So I don't say, well, it exists in the world. A, this exists in the world, but that's only an aid kosher. I think that's good. We will have Bono Ella for that. Then that'll be good. Anyway, going back to Tosfos, that's not the discussion of Tosfos. Tosfos talking about Tosfos. Meanwhile, is talking about aid kosher. So what I want to work out is that there's two ways to understand Tosfos. So I want to flesh out the two directions. But first, I just want to say I want it to be clear in Cheshbon that there's two opposite ways to understand Tosfos. Because Tosfos is two things. He's discussing two things. He's discussing is an erech neman after hashkah, and he's discussing is an erech b'din siyam neir the hashkah from being bayit. And Tosfos says the two things are connected. So which is the cause and which is the effect? So you could learn Pshat and Tosfos. The first way I said is that Tosfos has a sad to say be'etzem that Erechad is not neman after Hashkah. He's only neman before Hashkah. And then it follows, Tosfos then holds. And what's the Hezbar in that? maybe the Rav Chaim, maybe some other Hasbara, we'll see. But some Taisus, some Sopik Be'etzim, maybe an Echo doesn't work after Ashka. It's too weak in Emunus to work after Ashka. But then Taisus holds that if that's the case, that Eid Echad doesn't work after Ashka, then Eid Echad Ben Dinei Seyam will not prevent the Ashka. Why not? I mean, that's the problem. Why not? The Eid Echad Ben Dinei Seyam, but it's, the Eid Echad is here before the Ashka. So why can't the Eid Echad prevent Ashka from going forward? And if the Ashka doesn't go forward, then it's always before the Ashka. So we'll have to say that it's like Ban Ke Echad. If there's an Eid Echad after Ashka does not work, then an erechod ben dinei seyam can't prevent the hashka, because when we're mashker, the erechod disappears. The minute we're mashker, then the modest erechod disappears. So mele hashka is able to work. Hagam, that itself really is a little bit shayah, because why not say the other way around? My royce. Why should we say that the hashka works and therefore there's no erechod, and because there's no erechod, the hashka is able to work? Say the other way around. The hashka doesn't work. So therefore, we're always holding kaidim hashka, and the erechod is effective, and that's why the hashka doesn't work. Like going around in circles either way. So like, what makes us say that the hashka should work and neutralize the erechod, and therefore the hashka works? Say the other way around: the hashka doesn't work, and there's an erechod, and the hashka doesn't work. You finished. There's a problem here in Chazal. I think maybe the tribes, maybe you could have a shot. If we're going to say this, if we're going to read the Taisus this way, that it starts, the Lashon Taisus sounds more like this first way. The Taisus starts with the suffix as an echanem and after Ashka. The issue about an echan din esiyam is the corollary, is what follows. The Lashon Taisus is certainly more like that. Mesapkel Rebbe Dafka Nakat Edim. It's going on the Mishnah. Shabola Edim din esiyam Shamu Nitma. So he's going on the Mishnah that Edim came after the Ashka. And he has a suffix, is Edim in the Mishnah Dafka and not Lafka. So he starts with the issue of Edim after Hashka. And then he goes on and says, and if you're going to say that it's, and and then he says, Rav Sheshes, who says this, that Edim Shesh, that Saita Shesh, the Edim Nisiyam, the Edimayim Baitkin, I saw, that he talks about afterwards. So the simple reading of Taisus is, we'll go with the logical in the order of Taisus. What the logical order is, the order of Taisus. The suffix begins is an echad neman after hashka, and it follows if an echad is not neman after hashka, that therefore an echad in the ayam will not prevent the hashka. But Shaz, what's the havana of that? What would be the havana of that if this is the pshat in Taisus? Yeah.
We say that the fact that the isha agreed to have hashka, that's a very similar to going on. If she's actually nitzma, she never actually would have won. It's erased upon the fact that she agrees to Hashka in the line on her own shoes.
It's hard to say, Svaris when a chutzit don't have a mocker in the sugya. I thought maybe like this. What's the story? Eidim Dina Seyam. Eidim Dina Seyam means since there was already a bdika, so we're not able to be by the. Because she's bdika v'emes, like Rashi, she's bdika v'emes. Now, of course, the bdika that we want to do with the mayim, in a way, is we would rather do the bdika with the mayim than the bdika of the edim and dinasiyam, because the edim and dinasiyam are not here. So it's like a bdika that doesn't really help us. The bdika of the mayim will help us. The edim and dinasiyam are not going to be really b'machir asafik poil, because we're not in China with the edim. So we don't really know about these edim. They exist somewhere, and she's, you know, theoretically bdika b'emedis, but she's not bdika b'emedis right here in Beis. The mayim will be bdika right here in Beis. But we have no choice. The Maisa, if you have Eidim Dinasiyam, she is Bduka Vaymedes. Somewhere in the world, she's Bduka Vaymedes. In theory, she's Bduka Vaymedes. But since she is Bduka Vaymedes, the mind can't be Baidika. But in the case of an Eid Echod, here it's like more complicated. Here, we have a Bdika. She's Bduka Vaymedes only until the Hashka. After the Hashka, she's not Bduka Vaymedes. Because Eid Echod after Hashka is not going to be Nem. So now we sort of have to. How do we treat this? Do we treat this that we're going to say, oh, she's duka v'emedes, so the hashka won't work? But do we say, no, let's do the hashka, then she'll be duka l'faneinu, and the duka v'emedes will disappear? So I don't have it exactly clear in my head, but I think that in this kind of case, rather is the wrong word, but it's odif to be b'edikar here and based in with the hashka. And that itself will make the bdika here and not there. So when there's a bdika there, there can't be a bdika here. You know, if there's two Adam in China, we can't do a bdika here because there's a bdika over there. You can't have two bdikas in the world. There can only be one bdika in the world. So if there's a bdika in China, then we can't do a bdika here in Basin, even though we would want to. But here when you have an Eid Echad, here it's much more complicated. It's a bdika somewhere in the world, but if we'll do a bdika here, the bdika there will disappear. So the shah is, well, but there is a bdika there. Does it prevent the bdika here from going through? So here, it could be welcome to say, a bdika lefaneinu, about as other from a bdika in China. If we could do a bdika lefaneinu, and that itself will undo the bdika in China, then we should do the bdika lefaneinu, and the bdika lefaneinu will work. Because the bdika lefaneinu is always better. The issue is because there's two Adim. So two Adim and Emin even after the Hashkah, so we can't turn them off. So that's it, we're stuck. She's bdika there, we can't be by the curve here. But you have a bdika menerechot, a bdika menerechot is a funny kind of bdika. It's a bdika only kaidim Hashkah, not a bdika after the Hashkah. It's an emodus before the Hashkah, it's not an emodus after the Hashkah. So it's an emodus that we can turn off by doing the bdika here. So here already, here it's mistabit that the bdika here will do the bdika here, and there shall be bodak here and not be bodak over there. That's one mahalach entaisis. The other mahalach entaisis, which again in the lashon entaisis maybe is not so, is a little bit in the lashon entaisis basically. But the other way to learn entaisis is that the logic of entaisis, the logic of order of entaisis, again is just the opposite. Taisus doesn't have a Taisus does not start with the suffix. Maybe Eid Echad doesn't work after Hashkah. Why should Eid Echad not work after Hashkah? What's the difference? Reglayim Dov Eid Echad should work after Hashkah the same as Taidim Hashkah. Taisus starts with the suffix. Is an Eid Echad Menei the mind from being baited? But the Taisa is if an Eid Echad is not Menei the mind from being baited, and maybe it has a pshat even because. And Eid Echad is a bdika, but it's a shachad bdika. It's a lower level of nemonis, not as good as two Eidim. It's a nemonis with the reglaim dover. It's a lower level of nemonis. So since it's a lower level of nemonis, but Hashkah is the biggest nemonis there could be. It's even better than two Eidim. It's in the Gemara that's even stronger than two Eidim. So that's not called bdika v'emedis. When you have Eidim, two Eidim, you have a bdika gemura, so she bdika v'emedis, there's no point in the Hashkah. But Eid Echad is a weak bdika. So maybe that doesn't preclude that we should do a stronger bdika, be able to have the mayim should be baidiker. So that's Taisus Sofik to begin with. That maybe the Eidim, Eid Echad from Dinas Yam doesn't make a bdika v'emedes and the mayim will still be baidiker. But Taisus then says, even though Taisus is all the way around, I mean, in the order in Taisus, when I read it backwards, but it then follows that if an Eid Echad does not mean neah the bdika's hamayim, then it will come out that lemaisa if an Eid Echad comes after the bdika, with fear of sheishes, then we'll assume he'll be an Eid Sheker. We'll know that he's an Eid Sheker, because the mayim are baidik, even if there's an Eid Echad in the world. The mayim are baidik. The mayim said that she's innocent, and if the mayim said that she's innocent, then the Eid Echad is an Eid Sheker. There's an afkamina. The afkamina will be what about a kointer of Yosef? There's a kointer of Yosef. It's chusus toilin, and we wouldn't see it on the nivum. So according to Yosef, the Mayim never makes the Eid into an Eid Shek. So what would be according to Yosef if an Eid Echad came after the Hashkah? If you're the first Mahalach that I'm saying in Taisus, what's the difference? An Eid Echad is not Neman after Hashkah. That's a din. An Eid Echad is not Neman after Hashkah. Why should a Yosef argue? But if we be Taisus all the way around, an Eid Echad really should be Neman after Hashkah. The whole reason why it's not Neman after Hashkah is because since an Eid Echad is not Menei, the effectiveness of the Hashkah, so we know that he's an Eid Sheker. But according to Yosef, it's not true. Maybe he's not an Eid Sheker and it's Chusus Taylor. There'll be enough kamina between these two readings of Taisus.
You can turn off the Eid Echad, the Midian Siyam.
Right.
So it might not mean it caution the possible.
You're going back to what I said before about the again, if we'll be Mashka.
Yeah, I mean you can go back.
Right. No, because Adam in eighth apostle, I said in eighth apostle, he's not eight at all until he comes. So he's a lot of not Menei the Hashkah.
Yeah, we can somehow turn him off with Hashkah. Then
No, but they still close man with that masker. You know, in Erechot has an emons. If he has it, in Erechot has a, what am I saying? Saying an eight puzzle till he comes is nothing. But in Erechot, an eight kosher has an emonis be'etzim, but he only has an emonis be'etzim till Lashka. After Lashka, he loses an emonis. So I'm not sure what's the
connection. But even before, he only can't be Monet Shtia.
Yeah, because maybe that's not called Dukav Emenis, because the Shtia is a bigger Dukav. Damn, you have to know, if he's there, why? It's like so many factors here, and it's hard to. There are a lot of variables here, but if this is true that in Erechot Menina Siam is not Menei Shtia, but that's where it starts from. The Cheshbon Ezer starts that way. In Erechot is not Menei Shtia because that's what's logically first. In Erechot is not Menei Shtia. Why is in Erechot Menina Siam not Menei Shtia? So I said because since he's not a Nemonis Gvura, he doesn't have an emonis gemurah. He has an emonis, but it's not as strong as an emonis of hashgah. So it's not called bdukah be'emetis. So we could do the better bdukah of hashgah. So then you have to know, so why is it any different if the eid is here? And if the eid is here and she says tmeo, okay, certainly not an emonis, but hashgah will be given, it's a bigger emonis. So why shouldn't we be mashgah? The whole reason not to be mashgah is because she's bdukah be'emetis, but this is a better bdukah. So if we'll say that the reason why in Erechot Min Hasayam is not Mineya the Bdika is because the Bdika is a better Bdika, the Shashka is a better Bdika, then what's the difference if he's in Min Hasayam or if he's here? Yes, the chalak. If the eight comes, then she's a sur lebaila. Then we mamish asur lebaila. He has an emonis, and we asur lebaila. Once we know b'teres vada, not b'teres suffik, but she's a sur lebaila, we don't have with what. There's no suffik here under language to be mashed. At Echad Zinasiyam, we still have a suffik. Somewhere in the world, there was a bdika for this suffik. So, well, we can make a better bdika over here. Adayin yesh makom lechal. Yeah. So anyway, so it's an open question. I mean, which way to read the tesis? Now, Lemaisa, maybe we can get from the maybe we can get somewhere from the Achad Taisus. Taisus Machriya the Sofik. Taisus Machriya the Sofik, and he comes down on the side that the Erechot is Neman after the Hashkah, and therefore an Erechot Min Siam will be Menea the Hashkah. Which way the therefore is you know, the Hagufa Nadana. But on these two issues, Taisus comes down, there's no difference between Erechot and Shnei. So what did Taisus see in the world? It's also Shari Ram Shah. What did Taisus see in the world? We always knew that an Echad is Neman. What's the Taisus now that since he's Neman Kishnayim, so therefore it's Mistaber that that's the Achra of the Sofik. I think a little bit from Taisus Achra, we could sort of reverse engineer what was Taisus suffering in the first place. Like, why did Taisus think that Erechot should be different? You see from the Taisus from Taisus Achra that the suffering was that maybe in Erechot is not a full fledged nemonis. It's not a full-fledged nemonis. It's a weaker nemonis. It's not the full nemonis they have to it. Yeah, it's not so rough. That's so hard to understand. What does it mean, Harei Kanish? The Kolmokam Shemina Terah had Echad Harei Kanish Naim, and therefore it ain't Moshe Echad Mokam Shnaim. That means that Bemokam that Echad is Neman, he has the Nemonus of Tuedim. That's good for the, that's the Pasha to Pshat and Ulam. Where the Torah is Maimon at Echad, he has the same Nemonus of Tuedim have. And ain't Moshe Echad Mokam Shnaim. So Taisa therefore is saying, so if an Echad has a full Nemonus, he has the full Nemonus, then there's no reason to think that there's a difference between Echad and Shnaim, and therefore, depending on which way we learn the suffix of Taisus, therefore, she should be called Abduka by Medes. Well, let's try to plug it back in. Again, we have two Mahalkim and Taisus. What Taisus suffix? What's the locus of Taisus suffix? Is the locus of Taisus suffix? The prime suffix of Taisus is there an Echad after Hashkoa Neman? And then the thing about the Vinus Yam is the fallout. Whereas the prime suffix of places in Erechot Vinus Yam is Yimenea the Bdika. And then the Erechot after Hashka, that's the fallout. So that's our suffix and how to read the Taisus. So from this end of Taisus, we see that the Nekudas HaSuffix is maybe in Erechot doesn't have an Emonis Gemura, and therefore, and that's the source of Taisus HaSuffix. We have to plug that back in. I mean, most of the work we already did. We have to plug that back in to tell you the two ways to read the original Suffolk of Taisus. If we read the original Suffolk of Taisus, the Taisus of Suffolk was that maybe Be'etzem and Erechad is only Nemen Kaidim Dika, not after, only Kaidim Ashka, not after Ashka. So what's the Nekudas of Suffolk? Why did Taisus have that Suffolk? So we know if Chaim said Erechad's Exeris HaKosov, and after Ashka, we go out of the Pasha. It's only while you're in the Pasha. Once you go out of the Pasha, it's different. If that's the way to understand Taisus' suffix, then very hard to see what he wanted from Ulam. It's Xeris HaKosov, that he's Kishnaya, but only while you're in the Xeris HaKosov. You have to ask, you go out of the Xeris HaKosov. Like, what did Taisus want from Ulam? I think we would have to say that Taisus saw that the Taisus' suffix was that since that Echad is a weak Nemonis, not a full fledged Nemonis, it's only it's less than a full Nemonis. So maybe that Nemonis is only Kolzman. She's a Surah Misofik. But once the Ma'am Rebbeinu and now she's Becheskes Taira, maybe the Erechot is not enough of a Nemonis to put her back into the Sofik. Once she was Yosim in that Sofik, maybe there's not enough Nemonis to put her back into the Sofik. So he says, no, it's a full-fledged Nemonis. If it's full-fledged Nemonis, what's the difference? Feel the second mahalach, the second way we had to reading Taisus, that the primary suffix of Taisus was, is an erechad medina seyam and neither dika, is she called duka by medicine? So he's saying, well, if he's Kishnayan, then she's duka by medicine, 100%. But if you want to put it all together, there's two ways to read Taisus from beginning to end. Two mahalachim and Taisus, and I think each mahalach will work through from beginning to end of Taisus. We have a culture mahalach. The first mahalach in Taisus is that the nekudas hasofik in Taisus is an erechod. The haschalas hasofik is in an erechod nemon after the hashkal. That's Taisus sofik. What's the mokum sofik? Why should an erechod not be nemon after the hashkal? So you know this the Reb Chaim Mishnah Melech. I think from the end of Taisus you see. That the Kudus HaSofik here was that maybe an Erechot is not a strong Nemonis, it's a weak Nemonis. And maybe a weak Nemonis is only enough to Asa her when we're already Mesupik if she's Tmeah. She's already, it's Benkini Vestira, we're already treating her as a Sofik Tmeah. So then an Erechot with his little modicum of extra Nemonis, he could make it that now she's Vadi Tmeah and she's not Shais. But once she was Ashka, and now she's Becheskes Taira again, so maybe there's not enough Nemonis here to be Meitzir from Becheskes Taira. And that's Taisus Sofik. Taisus says, a fallout from that Sofik will be that if we'll say that Erechot is not Nemon after Ashka, because it's a very weak Nemonis, it's not enough Nemonis to ask her once she already was Becheskes Taira, then it would follow that Erechot and Medina Sayyam will not be Menea the Hashka, because it's a very weak nemonos that only lasts until the hashgah, and it's extinguished with the hashgah. So a nemonos that's extinguished with the hashgah, avad is not menei the hashgah itself. Faket, we'll do the hashgah, and then we'll know the truth, and then the derech will be meaningless. We'll do the hashgah, and maybe we'll do the hashgah, and we'll do the hashgah. When we'll do the hashgah, the derech will become will be lemaila b'lemayir. That kolmakom shemin tarei echad reken shnayim. It's not a weak out of nemonis. It's a full fledged nemonis. It's a nemonis gemura. And if it's a nemonis gemura, then it's even after hashgah. And if it's even after hashgah, then it's menei l'bdikah. That's one way to read the tesis. And the other way to read the tesis is that the nekudas hasafik starts is an erechad minasiyah menei l'bdikah. And the mokom sofik is that maybe an erechad is not called bdukah v'emeres. Since it's not such a strong nemonis, it's not as strong a nemonis as Adam, not a nemonis guru. Maybe she's not bduka v'emetis. If she's not bduka v'emetis, then it's not menei l'bdika the mayim, because the mayim will be bdika 100%. She's not bduka v'emetis yet. So let's give her the mayim, then she'll be bduka v'emetis. You'll have to know why if Eddie is l'faneinu, then we're not mashker, but we said we could deal with that. So that's the mokum sofik. The fallout is that if an erechod is not nemon, if an erechod within his hayam doesn't prevent the mayim from being bdika, then if he comes after the Mayim or Baidik, then he's an Eid Sheker. So we don't believe him after the Hashgah, because we'll know that he's an Eid Sheker. That's the full end. And again, the Achra of Taisus is that it's an Emonus Gemurah. The Echad is an Emonus Gemurah. If it's an Emonus Gemurah, then it's Menea. If it's an Emonus Gemurah, because Klamakim Shemini Tarei Echad, Arei Kan Shnayim, then she's Bukud by Medes. If she's Bukud by Medes, then it's Menea the Mayim from being Baidik. That's the Maskana. So we have two Mahakim in Taisus. The Maaseh, the Rambam is chaylik on Taisus. The Rambam holds that Eid Echad is not Menea. The Rambam holds that Eid Echad after Hashgah is not Nema. Doesn't say in the Rambam what's the din of Eid Echad din Seyam. What's the lashon of the Rambam? Eschad Gimel. Bo 82 achas shoshos rezu tetsi blik super vasula bible ba filo era the dove midvar meelo. Even if nothing happened, there was no nibun. So why aren't they Eidim Shakranim? Meshe'ein amayim baitkanil, Meshe'ein la'edim, Shemedim is Nusa. So it's not clear in the Rambam, what is he? The Rambam is explaining, the Rambam doesn't start off with halacha, if there's Eidim Dim Siyam, the Mayim are baitkanil. He doesn't present it like halacha like that. That's not a halacha. That's not a halacha, that's the Ibanishan's business. The nafkmina lahalacha is if Adam came after the hashkah, are they Adam shakonim? So the Rambam, no, they're not Adam shakonim. Why are they not Adam shakonim? After all, they're contradicting the hashkah, and you can't say chusvus toilet because there was no nivun. The Rambam passes like a sheishus that she's mistamenes veilechas, and here there was no nivun. So why aren't they Adam shakonim? Says the Rambam, because they were Adam b'dinas hayam. But it's not clear in the Rambam what the Rambam holds about an Eid Echad. Will an Eid Echad b'dinas hayam be menei b'dikah? But the Rambam does say that an Eid Echad after Hashgah is taka not Nemun. So Lefi the Rambam Yisrael is taka. Then it's Lefi the Rambam that now we can be Mesukah. How to understand these the halakha? Why is an Eid Echad not Nemun after Hashgah? Is he not Nemun after Hashgah because Be'etzim is not Nemun after Hashgah? Or is he not Nemun after Hashgah because he's an Eid Sheker? Because after all, he's not Menei in the Mayim from being Baidik, and if he's not Menei in the Mayim from being Baidik, so he's contradicting the Mayim. But there was this Achron Rambam, because Rambam continues. This is Shor Rambam all by itself, really. The Rambam continues. V'oid. Again, the Rambam's explaining two Eidim came after the Hashgah. Bo Eidi Tuma Achas Sheshosus. So she's tasted like Suva Vasur Labailo. Even though there was no Nibun, there was Le'eri Ladova Midvarim Ha'elu, she wasn't Miss Navenis. So why do we believe that? How could the Eidim contradict the Mayim? Just reading it again. The Mayim is only Baidik if there are no Edom, but here there are Edom. So the Maimon never bidik. So if the Maimon never bidik, so. But oi, but then there happens another thing. But oi, Shema Baila Enem Nukumi Oven. But the Ficha Klei Bodka Maim Esishta. Maybe. There's another reason why the Maim might not be bidik. Because the halacha is if the man's not Menukumi Oven, if he was Baal Avaderech, if he was Baal other Bias of Surahs, so then should then the Maim aren't bidik. So there's another way to explain why the Maim weren't bidik. So Mimela, the Edom are the Edom Anemon. So this kind of thinks that this Ram is a little bit of a bombshell. So first of all, it comes out in the Ram that there's another explanation why the Maya might not be bided. Another reason why the Edom are not contradicted, they're not rendered Edom Shakranim because of the Maya. First of all, because of Rav Sheshis, that Edom Dinis Yam prevent the Maya from being bided. But then there's an Oid, maybe he's not Manukam Yoven. So now if an Eid Echad comes after the Shtiyah, so the Ram says, he's already not believed. Why is he not believed? So I said, maybe he's not believed because he's contradicting the mind. And maybe he doesn't have this thing that Eidim Dinas Yam prevent the mind from being bided. That's true, but he's still bided. But maybe he's the issue is Manukam Yoven. Maybe he's not Manukam Yoven. Maybe that's why the mind weren't bided. So why can't you believe the Eid? He's not an Eid Sheker. Even if he doesn't have the Rav Sheshis Dikah Din, but he'll still have the Din, but there's still a possibility of Eidish Manukam Yoven. So Chayis Mukhuch then an Echad and the Rambam is not Neman after Hashka, not because he's an Eid Sheker. He's not Neman Benson after Hashka, maybe like a Chaim or whatever that has various. But this Rambam is altogether Shel Chayis against Agamar. In Agamar it says that because Demish Kineska is a Kashan Agamar, the Rishonim ask it as a Kashan Agamar, the Tais Rosh. The Tais Rosh and Tais Shas, I think also they ask on Agamar, what's Rav Sheshis' Raya from the Mishnah? Rav Sheshis brought a Raya from the Mishnah to his Din. That Einim Dinasiyam prevent the Mayim from being Baidik. Because otherwise, how can the Eid be Neman after the Hashkah? How can Eidim be Neman after the Hashkah? To Einim Shakonim. What's the writer of Sheshis? Maybe if Sheshis is wrong. Maybe Einim Dinasiyam do not prevent the Mayim from being Baidik. But nonetheless, the Eidim will come afterwards on Neman, and we don't treat them as Einim Shakonim. Because if Eidim come and say that she's Tmeya, we'll assume the reason why the Mayim weren't Baidik is because the Ish wasn't looking the other. So the Taisa Rosh answers, they say answers. We'll read in a second inside. But they say answers that were not Chayshis, that the Ish is not Manukam Yovan. The Taisa Rosh, I think, answers that if the Ish was not Manukam Yovan, then the Ish would know it, and he would never have been Mashker in the first place, because what would have been the point? But since the Ish was Mashker, obviously he doesn't think that he thinks that he's Manukam Yovan, so probably he's Manukam Yovan. So we're not. There's circumstantial evidence that he is Menukam Yoven. It's not the Rama. The Rama says the Einim are believed because of Rav Sheshis and V'oid because of the Din of Einish Menukam Yoven, which is against the Gemara. What is the Taisa Shas answer? The last line, Hikshar Aram, Lisa Mayingaba, Hikshar Aram, Pentaja, the Rabbeinu Tam. Lo'ilam Eimelach, the Lav Sadi Shakin in it. Bahai, the Le Bodki, Lamayo, Mishun, the Shema, Baila Bola, Baderech, Vaina Mayin, Baitkin, I saw. The Heshel Rabbeinu Tam, Shavoscha, the Sitcha, the Mishani of Yosef, the Emer's Chus Taylala, who had in the Bola, Baderech, the Taylor. But I feel Rav Shesh, the Polagoi, Bama, the Ainskus Taylala, the Ainskus Taylala, Lekal Mechash. That it couldn't have been that schus was tayla because she's not Mr. Venice. Lekal mecha shema baale. Loi mi baale rabban dami meis in the state. Tami the chacham shoy baale. The lekal mecha shlochi. El filu rabbi yudah dami. Filu baale neman ala. Lekal mecha shto otu b'shuftin yaskinon she'eni manukam yomen shibaale baderech. Vechakach mashkei selash ramin ala lekal mecha shmeochi. So Rabbeinu Tam said two things. Rabbeinu Tam answered him first of all. Shuvoscha b'tzidcha, I know what he wants, Rabbeinu Tam. Shuvoscha b'tzidcha, that Rav Yosef Hakas said, "Emos chus toyla, but who didn't bala b'derech?" I know what he wants. Yeah, that's good for Rav Yosef, but what about Rav Sheshes? Right? Then he himself says, "I feel Rav Sheshes. I know what he wants in the first place." But the fear of Yosef is not a kasha altogether. But the fear of, yeah, obviously. But the fear of Sheshes, he says, this is what I told you from the Taisa Rosh. That Otu b'shuftin yaskinim. The husband would not be mashgir if he had been bala b'derech. So Mimela, we assume, or I guess if he was not Munuk Miyot and stuff, other way also. Yeah, Kitzer, but it's not like the Raman. The Raman says the Perish. The reason why the Edom Anemon, one of the reasons the Edom Anemon to say Tmeyani, even after the Ashgah, it's against the Ashgah. So the Raman says two things. Or Sheshes, the Maimon Abbaid. But Oid, Shemabola, and Oid, maybe the Ishinat Munuk Miyot. It's against the Gemara. Demis is also showing its own right. Once we know of Sheshes Halacha, the Ram passes on Sheshes Halacha. That if there's Edom, the existence of Edom is Meinei and the Hashkah, so then the Va'oid is meaningless. Va'oid Shem Avol HaBaderech, that's why the Mayim weren't Baidik. If there are Edom, the Mayim are not Baidik. What are you clutching at straws? We know there are Edom and the Mayim are Baidik. And Va'oid Shem Avol HaBaderech. That's like Zihud Va'oid Lekor. Shem Avol HaBaderech is a Sofik. That there are Edom in the world is a Vadim. So the reason why the Mayim were Baidik is because of Sheshes says, if there's Edom Dinas Yam, the Mayim are not Baidik. So what does the Rami even want with this Va'id? Like it's Mamish observed. You know, the Rami says, Edom came and said she's Tmeya. So we know for a fact, if the Edom was saying that she's Tmeya, that the Mayim were invited. So they're not contradicting the Mayim, because we know for a fact the Mayim are invited. But maybe there's another reason. Maybe he was Bala Baderech, and that's why the Mayim were invited. What do you need a maybe if I know for sure the Mayim were invited? The Rami should ask me also, not only because it's against the Gemara. The Rami should ask me, what does he want with this extra day stuff? What are you there? I don't know. It's a mystery. Okay, I think we should stop here. Yeah.
The Rami deal, she talks on that having a Siraj in terms of. Because he, I think the Rambam sheet is that the reason why the Ravatam Sotan Zarazat is because the Boshi Shippim the Baal did do it for theirs. So if we, and we don't want to, in that case, we don't want to leave Mochi Shem Hashem. So that's true. You see that he's
he would wish
that the Baal would be Rashtar, even though it would be a
Rebbe. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. How about-